84JWS, KD4NMI. NC4BA, NC4BA, KD4JWS. NC4BA, KD4JWF, we got Photo Cloud, Wendell, touchdown. Anybody in Sky 1, KD4JWF?
Jose, this is K4BGM. I don't think anyone is up for Skywarn right now because there's no warnings in effect. I'm in that control station.
Yeah, Raleigh here on Jack Mitchell Road. Raleigh here on Jack Mitchell Road. We got funnel cloud, up and down the ground, up and down the ground this time.
I heard Jack Mitchell Road. Did you say Raleigh Hill?
Yes, sir. Jack Mitchell Road and Raleigh Hill in Wendell. We got funnel cloud, funnel cloud.
Okay, I'm going to try giving NC4VA Virginia a call on her cell phone here. I guess let me know if you hear anything else or see anything else. Jose, do you have a spotter number or some way to report that to the National Weather Service?
Yeah, it's KD4JWS, just KD4JWS. They know me as a spotter.
Okay, if you have a way to call that in on the cell phone or something, I have the number also, but my cell phone has an area code that's outside of this area, and I can't connect to their spotter number via cell phone. So if you have a way to report that on cell phone, I would suggest doing so.
AJ9F, I'm relaying.
Hey, I appreciate it. Right now it's a stationary on the same direction of the same address I give you. It's right in front of me. It's actually, we're having rotation. It's touching the ground up and down, and it's stationary right now.
Okay, Jose, I'm relaying.
Okay, we got completely touched down. We got complete touchdown at this time.
KD4JWF, AJ9F.
KD4JWF.
Jose, you confirm debris on the ground?
Right now, I don't see any debris, but it's pretty large right now. I would say about a quarter mile diameter touching down. It went behind the tree line right now. But the phone is stationary. The phone is stationary right now, hitting the ground.
NC4VA, Jose, where is your location?
I'm in Wendell, Raleigh Hill Road, Raleigh Hill Road, and Jack Mitchell Road.
Raleigh Hill Road and Jack Mitchell Road, what direction are you looking?
Stand by right now, I'm trying to get my compass and my location right now. Just to give you a general idea, it's moving 64 east. That's the general direction to get my grid coordinate right now.
Okay, tornado on the ground, moving in the towards 64 east, that direction, and you're in Wendell, and what, you're looking east?
Yes, ma'am. We have, so far, we already got like 5 minutes on the ground, I start getting weak, and still I see the rotation and the funnel cloud close to the ground.
Is it on the ground?
Yes, ma'am, still on the ground.
Okay, keep me informed. I'm going to bring up the tones.
No problem. The funnel do not touch in the ground this time. Do not touch the ground this time. And it's moving south according to my compass, moving south.
What is the location of this spotted funnel cloud? Can you forward GFC?
Jose, was it on the ground?
Yes, ma'am, for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, now it's completely off the ground. We actually have the funnel cloud retrieving back. You still see rotation, and it's gaining speed, and strength. It's getting wider.
Jose, your last report was it is not on the ground at this time. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Right now, for what I can see, I need to try to get on the road. And it's going to be 64 to 95. To start looking toward the Wilson area. I'm still here on the ground trying to go and see. Well, I can still see rotation and the funnel cloud. It's not touching the ground this time. Rotation is still, and the funnel cloud is close to the ground.
Okay, and you had said you first thought that it was going down 64 east, and then you said south. Can you tell from your current location which direction it's headed?
Correction, the 64, I would say 64 east, at this time. I was looking south location, south of that. So well, it's heading south, it's heading east.
Okay, copied all of that, and National Weather Service has been informed. They've gotten several reports of this, and keep us informed, but stay safe. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:02 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for East Central Wake County, Southern Nash County, South Central Franklin County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:53 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Pilot, or 5 miles north of Linwood, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Spring Hope and Nashville. Take cover now. Move to an interior room of the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home or vehicle or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. And because a tornado warning has been issued, we're going to be in active mode, which means this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. The National Weather Service will be looking for further reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds with tornadoes, and any damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency. Folks, please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, KD4JWF.
Go ahead, Jose.
Yeah, be advised, I got sirens heading through 64 right now. Just to let you know, they have Fire Department of Audio Police. I can still see the funnel cloud rotating. It's really slowing down on its speed, forwarding its speed. It's slowing down forward speed, and we also start getting lightning.
Okay, forward speed slowing down. How would you describe that funnel, and how far above the ground can you tell? Is it part way down, 3/4 of the way down?
I would say 3/4 of the way down. Like I said, because it's slowing down, it's picking up. You can tell the other funnel sisters, you want to call in the duplicates, is side by side trying to merge, but it's not touching the ground yet.
How many funnels are you seeing?
I got a main one, and two leader stream ones trying to merge, but they're not touching at all. They're just mangling with the condition of the location. It's a small cell, it's a real small cell that generated the tornado.
Okay, thanks, Jose, NC4VA.
Skywarn, active.
NC4VA, KD4JWF.
Go ahead, Jose.
I got several videos and stuff like that also to the confirmation. Everything complete, I'll send it to you.
Okay, that sounds fine. You still observing the funnel?
Right now, I could not. It's way beyond my location right now. Everything's clear around me, but there are other cells forming, so that's why I keep looking at the radar.
Okay, thanks, Jose. Keep us posted, NC4VA.
Be advised, that cell was about 500 feet. The main cell, they passed by real small. It was about 500 feet. It was real close to the ground.
Okay, got it. Thanks. NC4VA.
KD4JWF.
This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning in effect for East Central Wake County, Southern Nash, and Central Franklin County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:53 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Pilot, or 5 miles north of Linwood, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Spring Hope and Nashville. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning it's a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any severe weather report.
NC4VA, KG4KPP.
KG4KPP, NC4VA, go ahead.
Virginia, I'm right up at that area with EMS. We're doing some damage assessments. Getting reports that there's glass blown out of some of the retail businesses at Triangle East Shopping Center, which is at the intersection of NC96 and US 64 Highway. I did have one of the EMS units that was tracking this as it went out before. They said the only damage, other damage that they had seen were some sporadic trees down. They followed it up into Nash County.
Okay, glass blown out of windows in Triangle East Shopping Center at North Carolina 96 and US 64, is that correct?
That is correct.
And do you have any idea the location of the trees down?
It was in the area of NC39 and US 64. They had crossed over into Nash County near the Pilot community.
Okay, what was the name of that community again?
Pilot, which is in Franklin County.
Got it. Okay, so in the Pilot area. Okay, thank you so much, NC4VA.
KG4KPP.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for South Central Franklin and extreme East Central Wake counties is canceled. Storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for Southern Nash County. At 8:12 p.m., law enforcement reported a tornado along U.S. 264 bypass. Doppler radar indicated this tornado was located 8 miles southwest of Spring Hope or 10 miles northeast of Linwood, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
KF4NOV, K4AVS.
KF4NOV.
You got some weather heading in your direction.
We have a tornado warning up at this time. Would you like to complete your contact and maybe move on to a different frequency?
That's a perfect double, Virginia. I didn't realize the net was up. Rick, you better take cover. K4AVO.
Right on. I'm listening, KF4NOV.
Yeah,
NC4VA, this is N4TMD.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Can you hear me okay? If you need to fall back and make a phone call, I'm here. I got the active mode script up. If you need to make any calls, need me to fill in for a few minutes.
Okay, Thomas, appreciate you being there and being willing to back up if needed. Thanks so much. I'm okay at the moment, but I'll if I need you, I'll call you. Thanks, NC4VA.
And I am direct. Is my signal good?
You sound fine, NC4VA.
N4TMD.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I'm in North Durham. If you get any weather heading this direction, let me know by landline, please.
Bill, at this point, I don't think there's anything in your area. And, of course, I would always encourage you to listen to NOAA Weather Radio. To be honest, Skywarn's job is to collect information from the National Weather Service, and we're not able to provide a personal weather report for every spotter. So you can listen, and if you listen, you'll certainly hear the reports being made. We'll read off the warnings as they're issued. But otherwise, I'd encourage you to listen to NOAA Weather Radio. NC4VA.
Okay, I got you, Virginia.
Okay,
thank you.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for southern Nash County. At 8:12 p.m., law enforcement reported a tornado along U.S. 264 bypass. Doppler radar indicated this tornado was located 8 miles southwest of Spring Hope or 10 miles northeast of Linwood, moving east at 35 miles per hour. We're in active mode, meaning all traffic should be directed to net control. And we'll be standing by looking for reports of severe weather. All spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. And after the storm has passed, we would appreciate any spotters who can provide any damage reports. This includes down limbs of trees, or approximate damage, or in any building or roof damage. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:27 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 for Central Nash County. At 8:27 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located 8 miles southwest of Nashville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Several sightings of funnel clouds have been reported with this storm. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. KG4KPP, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado warning for Central Nash County until 9 p.m. At 8:31 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 5 miles southwest of Nashville, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Brattleboro. nighttime tornadoes are extremely dangerous. As they are difficult to see, take cover now. Do not seek visual confirmation. Sky 1 is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. Sky 1 is looking for the following types of reports for storm spotters. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs and trees in their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado is in effect, tornado warning in effect for Central Nash County until 9 p.m. At 8:31 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 5 miles southwest of Nashville, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Brattleboro. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning all traffic should be directed to net control. And the National Weather Service is looking for the following types of reports. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather, and we encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:47 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for East Central Nash County. At 8:46 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a possible tornado. This possible tornado was located near Dorchess or near Rocky Mount, moving east at 40 miles per hour. This storm has been periodically producing funnel clouds and possible tornado touchdowns in the past 45 minutes. Several sightings of funnel clouds have been reported with this storm. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning all traffic should be directed to net control. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We encourage folks to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:50 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Edgecombe County, in effect until 9:30 p.m. At 8:49 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Rocky Mount, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Leggett, Speed, and Rocky Mount. A tornado warning is also in effect for Nash County until 9 p.m. That's for East Central Nash County. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We're in active mode at this time, which means this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. WX4MMM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, WX4MMM.
Good evening, Bob. I know the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net is coming up at in about 3 minutes. And at this point, we do have a tornado warning for Nash County, and it expires at 9, but we still have a severe thunderstorm warning in Edgecombe County. And the National Weather Service is following that one very closely as to there may be some changes on that. I'm not sure. But that's in effect till 9:30. I wondered if the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net would be so gracious as to use their backup this evening.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, Virginia, that's no problem. We'll be moving the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net. Will be on the 147-105 repeater with them. 82.5 first tone. Again, that's the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network. Traffic net. Thanks, Virginia. WX4MMM clear.
Thank you, and especially thank the net manager and you as net control for your willingness to use your backup this evening, and appreciate the cooperation there. And we'll make that announcement again at 9 p.m. for anyone who may be listening at that time. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
PCTN Traffic Net in 2 minutes.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Just a reminder, we do have a tornado warning in effect until 9 p.m. for East Central Nash County. At 8:46 p.m., the National Weather Service top of the radar continued to indicate a possible tornado. This possible tornado was located near Dorchess or near Rocky Mount, moving east at 40 miles per hour. This storm has been periodically producing funnel clouds and possible tornado touchdowns in the past 45 minutes. The National Weather Service has also issued another tornado warning, and this warning is for northern Edgecombe County until 9:30 p.m. Again, a tornado warning for northern Edgecombe County until 9:30 p.m. At 8:57 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a possible tornado over Rocky Mount, moving east at 35 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing possible brief tornado touchdowns and numerous funnel clouds. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Leggett, and Speed. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. No shelter is available. Lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. Nighttime tornadoes are extremely dangerous as they're difficult to see. Take cover now and do not seek visual confirmation. Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net has graciously agreed to move to their backup repeater. That's the 147.105 with an 82.5 hertz tone this evening. Again, the
PCTN Traffic Net.
And we graciously appreciate their cooperation. Skywarn is in active mode. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, N4TMD.
Go ahead, Thomas.
The tone interrupted your message and it excluded the frequency. PCTN moved to N4TMD.
Okay, thanks, Thomas. Again, that frequency for anyone wishing to join the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net is 147.105 with an 82.5 hertz tone. And again, that's the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net moving to the Broadway repeater. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn. The tornado warning for East Central Nash County expired at 9 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of Nash County and into Edgecombe County, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn or use the confidential number you received during your spotter training to make your report to the National Weather Service. A tornado warning is in effect for northern Edgecombe County and central North Carolina until 9:30 p.m. At 8:57 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a possible tornado over Rocky Mount, moving east at 35 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing possible brief tornado touchdowns and numerous funnel clouds. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Leggett, and Speed. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of severe weather reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. A reminder that Skywarn is in active mode, meaning it's a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, and also a reminder that the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net is meeting on their backup repeater this evening, the 147.105 with a tone of 82.5 hertz. That repeater is located in Broadway. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A tornado warning is in effect for northern Edgecombe County until 9:30 p.m. And the National Weather Service has just issued an update to the tornado warning, and it reads as follows. Tornado warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for northern Edgecombe County. At 9:08 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a possible tornado. This tornado was located 7 miles southwest of Leggett, or 6 miles east of Rocky Mount, moving east at 35 miles per hour. This storm has a history of producing wind damage, which were probable tornado touchdowns. Even though this storm has weakened, it may still produce a brief tornado touchdown. Nighttime tornadoes are extremely dangerous as they are difficult to see. Take cover now. When it is safe to do so, please report any severe weather, which includes penny or larger sized hail or wind damage, including trees or large limbs down by making a report through Central Carolina Skywarn or calling the National Weather Service with the confidential spotter number that you received during your spotter training. Again, tornado warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for northern Edgecombe County. At this time, Skywarn is operating a directed net. All traffic should be directed to net control, and we encourage spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. KG4, KKP, NC4VA, go ahead.
Virginia, just an update to everyone. We've had some tree damage, no structural damage, but injuries. I did have a few cars that were moved around in the McDonald's parking lot. The EMS crew that initially saw it started tracking it at around US 64 and Wendell Boulevard, and then they followed all the way to Stanhope in Nash County. But we were unable to find any type of residential or commercial structural damage.
Okay, no residential or structural damage. You did notice some tree damage. I assume that was the earlier report in the pilot area around North Carolina 39 and 64. If not, you can correct me. So you said there were some cars moved around at McDonald's. Is that correct? And if so, were any overturned? Were they just pushed? And if you know, you know, roughly how many feet or anything, or can give me the location of the McDonald's, that would be helpful too.
Yeah, the tree damage started in the area of Green Pace Road and US 64 Highway, proceeded across 96. There were some trees down in the intersection of 96 and US 64, and there was also some tree damage, trees across the roadway in the area of Old Bun Road and NC 39. The cars were just sort of not overturned, they were just sort of moved around in their parking space at an odd angle, but there were no injuries. And the parking lot of McDonald's is at the shopping center at the intersection of NC 96 and US 64 Highway.
Okay, so cars were moved around at odd angles in the McDonald's Shopping Center at North Carolina 96 and 64. Trees down at 96 and US 64 and at Old Bun and North Carolina was at 39.
That is correct.
Okay, great reports and glad to hear there was no real serious structural damage or residential damage. That's great. Any other information?
I've got one gentleman who's got a real good cell phone video of the funnel cloud, and he's going to try and email it to me tonight, and I'll forward it on to your address.
That would be great. I really appreciate it. By the way, that your ham license has really come in handy. I appreciate it. NC4VA.
Yeah, I did get one picture a guy showed me. He's going to try and send me where it actually split into two funnel clouds at one point. I think I heard one of the other Skywarn individuals who was following a report the same thing. I'll try and get that photo for y'all. But
that would be great. Very much appreciated. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KG4, KPP.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:24 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for Central Edgecombe County. At 9:22 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a possible tornado. This tornado was located near speed, moving east at 40 miles per hour. There have been periodic brief tornado touchdowns and numerous funnel cloud reports with this storm. Though the storm is weakening, it may still produce a brief tornado. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage spotters to frequently monitor NOAA weather radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 9:29 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for Central Edgecombe County expired at 9:30 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning is weakened, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds and large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn or to the National Weather Service through the confidential spotter number that you received during your spotter training. There are no other warnings in the Central Carolina's coverage area at this time. We'll leave the tones up for about 4 or 5 minutes just in case there are any other damage reports to come in, and then we'll bring down the tones. This is, and we're at this point, we will move to a non-directed net. We'll be in standby mode. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. Severe weather threat for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area has diminished, so we're going to conclude Skywarn activity at this time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd like to also thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and particularly the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net for their willingness to move to their backup repeater. And especially want to thank all storm spotters who participated, those who stood by ready to give reports, and those who did give just some great reports this evening. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use. And should severe weather redevelop, Central Carolina Skywarn, of course, will reactivate.
Skywarn, clear.